If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hello, squad mates. Welcome to another Quick Take episode here with Paul. Thank you so much for your guys' support. We really appreciate it. I wanted to highlight another mobile app here today, and I wanted to talk about one that's a little bit more action forward, and this is a space shooter that is called Space Shooter. So not exactly the most creative name, but tells you exactly what it is. And this app is very similar to the old school games like Space Invaders, except it is far more interesting and engaging. It is made modern, but with the same kind of idea. So in Space Shooter, you are a ship that is flying out in space, and your goal is to shoot and destroy all of the enemies that are on the screen. Basically, you're able just to touch the screen and drag your finger, and your ship moves along with you. And so you can move both laterally and up and down. And the game basically is just sending wave after wave after wave of enemies. But I think what makes this game really fun are two things that kind of set it apart. Back in the day when you played Space Invaders, you had just your one shot, like once a second, and it was just the one weapon, and that's all you had. Obviously, in 2022, the game runs much faster than that, where your ship is constantly firing. But there are tons of different kind of weapons within the game. And every once in a while, when you kill an enemy, it will drop an icon on the screen of a different type of weapon. So sometimes different types of weapons are better for different situations. And so as you see these different types of weapons on the screen, you can choose to pick them up, or you can choose to just let them go and they'll fall off the bottom of the screen. In addition to the different weapon types, you are also able to upgrade your weapon over time. And so you'll see little power-ups that fall as you destroy other ships, and you can pick those things up, and it will basically give you like a stronger, more powered-up version of your weapon. So to give you like a couple of examples, the default weapon they start you out with is just like the green basic default ship, where you're just shooting out one green laser directly in front of you. It shoots relatively quickly, but it's a relatively weak laser. But when you get your first power up, now you're shooting two green lasers that go straight up in front of your ship. And then when you get your next power up, now you've got like three, where one goes straight up the middle, but the other two go out a little bit more at a diagonal angle. And over time, as you grab more and more and more and more power ups, basically, I think in the beginning, you can only get 10 power ups in a single run, where now you're shooting like a good seven or eight green lasers that are all upgraded, and you're shooting kind of like all over the entire screen. Now, there's also other weapons that are completely different. Some of them are actually really neat. Like, one of them is a chain lightning ability, and as it gets powered up, it hits more ships and it fires more often, and you're able just to do this like crazy AoE damage over time. But then sometimes you're better off having a stronger punchy weapon. So there's also other ones like red cannons, and these shoot more of like instead of like where the green lasers, as it powers up, it shoots more diagonally off to the sides. The red lasers tend to just go straight, but they're like more powerful. And so sometimes that's really handy, especially on certain types of fights, because most of the enemies, you kind of just hit them a couple of times and they die pretty quick. Every ship's got an enemy HP meter above it, and so you can tell how long it's going to take to shoot and destroy them. But then they do also send out almost like mini-boss ships every once in a while that you need to fight. And depending on the level you're playing, sometimes you just go through four waves, sometimes it's eight waves, and sometimes the last wave is a boss fight. And the boss fights are actually a lot of fun because the boss will have certain types of moves that it'll do. It might like suddenly rush at you where you have to dodge it, or it might shoot a certain bomb, and then if you don't destroy the bomb, then it's going to shoot projectiles all over the screen. There's like all kinds of different things it can do like that. But I think what makes it so fun is that it is paced very quickly, and it's really just satisfying to shoot and destroy a lot of these ships. Now, the one thing that's a little bit of a bummer is that if you get hit by a single projectile, or if you run into an enemy ship just once, then you die. Now, the game is free to download and it's free to play. It does give you an option to watch an ad if you want to continue. So it's kind of one of those kinds of games that follows that kind of model. I pretty much never do that because it really only takes you a minute or two to get back to where you were. So why would I watch like a 30-second ad? I can just jump right back in and keep playing. And so that's what I tend to do. But what carries on with progression in between all of these levels is that you are able to upgrade your ship. And so as you upgrade your ship, you're able to handle more of your weapon upgrades during a match. So initially in the beginning, you can only upgrade, I believe, 10 times, but then you start to unlock 11, 12, 13, and the weapons get more and more powerful. But then you can also upgrade those individual weapons with where you start out. So I can choose for my ship to start with the green lasers or the red cannons or the chain lightning or these almost like harpoon arrows that only go out at angles in front of you at a diagonal angle. And so you can actually upgrade where those start out by default much stronger, and then you're able to run and use those. Now, the game does also make money with giving you the option to go purchase additional ships that are much more powerful, or it starts out with one of the lesser common weapons that you don't get to start out with, but you can buy a ship that gives you that privilege. And some of the ships are just a couple of bucks. Other ones are like $20 or more. It's not the kind of game that I would drop that kind of money on. But just recently, I took my kids to an event where I had to kill like a couple of hours, and I was actually surprised. I almost killed my entire battery on my phone because I was just playing Space Shooter for like a good 2 to 3 hours straight, and it looks great. It plays great. I think it's a lot of fun. There were a lot of games like this that were made really like over the last 40 years, but this is one that I had seen a lot of ads for. And so if you already do a lot of mobile gaming, you've probably already run across this one. But normally I kind of roll my eyes when I see these ads while playing other games. But Space Shooter looks so fun. I had to click on it. It ended up being a real surprise of how much time I was able to spend in it for a completely free game. And so I do highly recommend checking that one out. So once again, that is called Space Shooter. And I always play my mobile games on Android, but I assume it's got to be available on Apple as well. All right. Well, that's it for today's quick take. Hope you guys are having some awesome games that you're currently going through. Hope you're having a great week and that you're enjoying the show. And we'll be back with our next episode here before you know it. Happy gaming. We'll talk to you later.